Right. That's a great song, Madison. And yeah, I've one of my favorites on the new record on Revealer. So that's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, it struck me. First listen struck me. That's one of the ones. I think the riff, too. So it's
I
good.
love
So
that.
like, yeah. it's great. Yeah, so I wanted to play a song called Joy Train off my newest record. And the reason I wanted to do this was actually because Alison Brown plays banjo on this, and she sort of comes from this bluegrass world that I noticed you have some like connections and tentacles in as well. So I think that's interesting, and she's to me, we've played Emily and I, and also me solo on all my solo records on in the country vein. She's always jumped in and been part of the band. So she's just a virtuoso to me on banjo and always pushing the boundaries. And she is the epitome of joy in her playing. So I wanted her to do this. And this song, I think, just lyrically was like a, it actually came out of me driving my kid around out in the country to get her to fall asleep always. And I just kept thinking about the conundrum of like burning up all the greenhouse gases I was expelling as I was driving this child around to sleep. And it made me laugh because like, you're an environmentalist until you're not, until
You
your
can't
kid
be.
won't go to sleep. And I was thinking about that, and I was just thinking about just what was this kid thinking about, and the demons that she was probably wrestling with inside her head as she was fighting the child's seat and fighting the nap and all that stuff. And then for some reason I had that written down, and then later on I was thinking about all these different trips I had made and things I had seen. And then it started merging with my great love of all the civil rights heroes and the idea of like all these, I've seen all these crazy things when I go on bike rides. When I'm on tour, I always take my bicycle and I'm always riding around and I get to see these like great like things. And one time I had seen this revival in Jackson, Mississippi, where there were men on horseback riding around the revival ground, guarding it kind of, like it was just an amazing scene. It was like this black church revival and these men on horseback, and it was in Jackson. And it made me start thinking about the ghost of Medgar Evers and how whenever I'm doing anything for me, because I'm such a southerner and also just determined to like work on healing racism, I'm always thinking about all the connections with things. And I sort of get sunk into it a little bit and paralyzed in some ways. But what pulls me out of it is to think about the joy and the sort of, I don't know, just like the energy of all these folks that in the face of like brutality and oppression and all the things they went through could still maintain this like super high energy and joy and music and singing and revelry. And just how, I'm just like, I need to learn to get on that joy train is kind of what I kept thinking. So I just sort of, it kind of jumped off of a weird place, but it ended up being about that, because I can be down in the dumps a lot and grumpy when I'm just frustrated, with the world or something. Anyway, that's this song, Joy Train.